Now, normally we love having a chat with Mick Goody at this time of year because he loves talking cricket and all things sport. But Liam O'Keefe has taken over as the track manager here at Flemington. And we're meeting for the first time, really. Liam, welcome.
Morning.
Laurie's a greenkeeper, right, by trade. Did you ever finish that?
No, I didn't finish it, Terry.
How many days did you actually turn up?
I turned up plenty. Queanbeyan Golf Club.
Has it recovered yet?
It's in fine condition. Liam, we've got a lot in common, Liam. Yeah.
It's a massive job. I've got to say, it looks fabulous, the track at the moment.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a big team effort. We've had a very dry spring and lead into the carnival, so it's made things a little bit more difficult just with the amount of irrigation and whatnot we've had to put on. But, yeah, we've had a reasonably weak weather-wise and it presents well for tomorrow.
First time in charge. Nervous or excited?
Oh, a bit of both. Yeah. I'd be probably pretty worried if I wasn't a little bit nervous. Yeah. But, yeah, I think nerves are a good thing. It shows you really care about what you do and you want everything to go well. So, yeah, we're certainly... certainly looking good for tomorrow, so yeah, getting fairly relaxed as we move into it.
Where are we now? What's the track now? What do you think race one tomorrow will be?
So we're currently on a good four. We elected not to water last night, knowing that there was a little bit of rain around today, and it still had some good juice in it. So we're just going to wait and see what today brings with the possibility of thunderstorms. They're saying around that 4 millimetre mark, so if we were to get that, we'd be more than likely on a good four in the morning and then get to a good three throughout the afternoon.
Obviously, you look at the radar. How accurate is the radar, by the way, down here in Melbourne?
Yeah, it's pretty hit and miss, to be honest. It's the forecast. Even yesterday is a great example. There was a forecast for a top of 33 with really strong northerlies throughout the whole morning and the day. So that was going to be a really big drying day. The wind never actually picked up till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it never got warm till then, so it can be a little bit hit and miss.
So you've got to trust the radar, I suppose, or do you trust your gut as well?
Oh, probably. You basically each morning you're measuring the track, what's it rated, how soft it is, how much water you think it needs, and then off the back of that you look at the forecast and get a sort of gauge of three or four forecasters idea, and then you just go with that. That's all you can go off. So there's not much else you can
do. The rail's in the true, so it should play fair, the track tomorrow.
Yeah, it should play fair. We were last in the true on Maccabi Davis Stakes Day and it raced really well. It's recovered well, so I'd expect it to play similar.
And with the straight races, of course, because they're classics here at Flemington, do you predict they'll go to the outside, the middle, or the fence?
So the last few meetings they've gone middle to outside, and it's probably been a couple of little reasons why, but mainly they probably get a little bit more sheltered out there with the grandstands, and it can be a little bit sort of fresher ground because we've used the inside for circle races. So middle to outside, I'd expect more than same.
Do you have many of the jockeys speak to you on the morning of the race day and ask about the track?
Yeah, do get a few. Some will just like to walk it themselves and get their own feel of it and not get influenced by anyone else, but some will come up and want all your going stick readings across the track and what measurements there, how much you've irrigated, that type of thing. So some will want more detail, but some will want little.
And Liam, any pressure from the European trainers yet about softening up the track for the first Tuesday in November for their gallopers? Because, all this... Yeah, you mentioned a very, very dry build-up. It'd be they'd be hating it.
Yeah, well, I actually haven't heard anything. So,
not yet. But
I'm sure I will. We normally get plenty of free advice.
Oh, they'll threaten to pull the horses out. We won't bring them back down.
Exactly.
Lee Friedman always said, I never really threatened to pull Maccabi Diva out of that third Melbourne Cup, but they were sort of veiled. And, mate, before we let you go... What, are you getting any feedback from Mick Goody regarding Eagle Farm? Because our audience, our listeners and our viewers would love to think it's going to be a big thumbs up for Eagle Farm reopening.
Yeah, I spoke to Mick a couple of weeks ago and he was happy with how it was coming along. He said, I think the back section had gone down later than the front section of the turf, so that was a little bit behind the front straight, but he was really happy with the turf that had been down early. And, I think they were... sort of on track to return, later this year, early next year. So, fingers crossed for Eagle Farm.
Well, Terry's always into me, mate, about receiving tips. He's always, you'll receive a tip off anyone. So I'm going to ask you, Liam, have you got a tip for me?
I don't mind Aloisio. Was a very big run in the Empire Rose Stakes. Has drawn wide, and that can be a tricky start, that mile start. But we had jump outs here last Friday down the straight for the horses in the Coolmore and also the VRC Sprint Classic, and written by... He didn't do anything wrong, put it that way. Yeah, looked down the straight, he was very good.
Yeah, for Graham Begg, and Duff actually likes Aloisio as well. So hopefully you're a good judge, and Duff's a good judge, and we'll walk away with plenty of money.
I'll come and find you. if it's not, if you don't give me a winner.
Liam, thanks for that. Thanks for joining us.